trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Praying for Dad. I belong to a family of five, and we attend church every Sunday, all except my dad. He is not a member of the church, and this makes me sad. He is a very good dad and sometimes comes to parties or trips organized by the ward. I would like it if he always came. My mom taught me in primary that Heavenly Father listens to our prayers and wants to help us. So I said a prayer that he would help my dad understand how much the gospel means for our family. One Saturday, I was about to watch TV when something happened. My dad came and said there were better things I could be doing instead of sitting in front of the TV. For example, he said, what would you think if I read you a nice story from the Liahona? So he sat down with me and my two little brothers and read to us. I don't know how my dad knew those stories were in the Liahona, but I do know that Heavenly Father had listened to my prayers and answered, touching my dad's heart, so he read something in the church magazine. I thank my Heavenly Father because he listens to my prayers. By Rebecca C., age 10, Italy, with help from Marizio, EDBC.
An honest amount. I was shopping with my mom and I saw some money on the floor. So I told my mom. She picked up the bills and it was $430. I did what Heavenly Father would want me to do and took the money to the service counter. They asked for our names and our phone number. The employee called us about 10 minutes later and said the owner had claimed the money and had left $10 for me as a reward for being honest. It gave me a good feeling. Brandon S., age 5, Utah. Helping after a fire. When I found out that my brother's friend's house burned down in a fire, I went to my room and gathered toys and books to give him. Even though I had never met this boy, I knew that Jesus would want me to help him. Porter F., age 7, New York.
Reading right. One day I was at an after-school book club. While I was reading the book out loud, I came across a sentence that took the Lord's name in vain. I got a little scared to say that sentence, so I paused and said a little prayer in my head, asking Heavenly Father what I should do. Everyone was staring at me. I was uncomfortable, but I knew the right thing to do. I changed the sentence and didn't swear. My book club teacher corrected me and said it the other way, but I didn't care. I had a warm feeling inside of me. I knew I had made the right choice to not say the Lord's name in vain. Elizabeth G., age 9, Missouri. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.